Okay. So for the last 8 years, Parshas Vayechi, we've discussed either a Kfura-related halacha or an Avelos-related halacha. I want to talk tonight about two related Avelos halachas, the Isser of Yetziyam and Abayis during Shiva, and the requirement of Shinui Makom, which are related. We'll see how related they are. Again, the connection to Parshas Vayechi is that Parshas Vayechi does not serve as a makor for the requirement of avelus. Why would we have thought that it does? So that's the pasuk vayasa of the avel shavas yamim. The Gemara comments ma'ikat and daf kaf amud aleph yisiv Rabbi Amir Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha akilah Rabbi Yitzchak bar Lazar davik milsam ibeinayim minayla avelus shiva. The Gemara quotes Paskin Amos, connection between the length of Yontiv, Sukkos, Pesach, the length of Avelos. And that's the source, or if there is a source or a model for a Smachta, Divrei Kabbalah, for Avelos, according to Rove, aside from Shita Saraivid that entertains maybe Shloshim is Daraisa, even those who showed him that say Avelos is Daraisa, it's only Avelos Yamishon. But on some level, there is a Kain source for Avela Shiva from the Pasuk in Amos. Tosafot quotes the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says, we don't learn from our Sedra, we don't learn from Kodem Matan Torah, and therefore, what we find in Parshas Vayechi does not serve as a source for Avelos. Okay, so tonight's topic, Yetziyam and Abayis from Avel Tov Shiva and Shinui Makom, emerges from two Gemaras in the third parak of Ma'ikata. The Gemara has on Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanan, 4 lines down. Avel Gimel Yamim Harishonim Eino Holech Lebeisa Avel Mikan Ve'Elach Holech Ve'Eino Yoshe B'Makom HaMenachemim El B'Makom HaMiznachemim. So during the first 3 days of Avelus, an Avel is not allowed to leave his house to go to another Shiva house. From day three and on, he's allowed to do so. But when he goes to visit the other Shiva house, he sits together with the Miznachamim, with the other Avelim, and not with the Menachamim. So it sounds like what's driving this din, or the baseline assumption before we get to this din, is that there is some kind of Isser Yetziyam Mitoch HaBayis, and going to another base Avel is an exception. But what are the parameters if there is such an Isser of leaving your house during Shiva? What are those parameters? The Gemara doesn't tell you anything forthright. It's only this detail about whether an Avel and under what circumstances can he go visit a Beis Avel, another Beis Avel. So then the Gemara has in Daf Kaf Gimel and Aleph, 6 lines down, Tana Rabbanan, Avel Shabbos Rishona Eino Yotze Mipesach Beiso. An Avel during the first Shabbos, we'll see in a moment, does that mean week, does that mean Shabbos a day? During the first Shabbos, he doesn't leave his home. Shnia Yosef. Week two, he leaves, but he doesn't sit in his regular seat. Shlish is Yoshe b'mkom of Eino Medaber. Week three, he can sit in his regular seat, but he can't talk. Revi is Harei Adam. Week four, or Shabbos four, is back to normal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, everything is transposed up a notch. Lo husuk hu lomer Shabbos Yishonu lo yetzer in Pesach Beiso. Sherei HaKol nechnasin lebeiso l'nachmo. It's Pashut that during Shabbos one, an Avol doesn't leave his house because Evan's coming to be Menachemim anyway. Ella Shnia Eino Yosim Pesach Beiso. It's Shabbos or week two that he doesn't leave the house. Shlishis Shabbos or week three, Yosef Eino Yoshim Mekomo. He leaves, but doesn't sit in the regular place. Revi is Yoshim Mekomo. Vein Medaber. Four, he sits in his regular place, doesn't speak. Chamisha Tzarek Kol Adam. Five, he goes back to normal. So the Machlokes Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda is: are we going from Shabbos or week one to four, or from week two to five? In terms of the gradual getting back to normal. So, in this question as to whether the Shabbos that we're referring to in this Brisa is a Shabbos as in the day of the week or a Shabbos as in full week, that's the Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi al Harif, Daf Yudalim and Aleph, Bedap Harif and Moi Katan, assumes that we're talking about the 7 days of a week, not Shabbos a day, but Shabbos as in a week. And that's quoted by the Rush. Simin Mem Vav, Perek Gimel Simin Mem Vav, Perish Rashi, Shiva Simei HaShavua, Aval B'Shabbes, Yosu LeBeis HaKnesses. So that Brice is telling you, during the entire week of Shiva, according to Chachamim, and then it sounds like according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second week, an Aval doesn't leave his house. But we're now talking about the day Shabbos, because in a Hanami, on the day Shabbos, an Aval does go to Shul. V'chein mashma, the Shabbos Rishona Hainu Yemei Chol, Dumi the Shabbos Shnia V'Shlishis. So it sounds like we're talking about weekdays, not the day Shabbos. V'chein no again of Ashkenaz, Aval Holoch Beis Knesset V'Shabbos. That's the minhag in Ashkenaz. An Aval during the Shabbos of Shiva goes to Shul. Fine. But then the Rosh quotes a Ravid. The Ravid's al pi Shabbos Rishona Mamish. It means Shabbos a day. V'eino Yosef Beis Knesset V'Shabbos. And an Avil is not allowed to go to Shul during Shiva, even on Shabbos. Because an Avil or Basi is that effect. Avil Shabbos Rishon Einu Nichnas Beis HaKnesses B'Shabbos. Uksan Yila Medvar Mun Beis HaKnesses Avav Beis HaMedrash Nichnas Afilu B'Shabbos Rishona. So that Avil Basi suggests this distinction between a Beis Knesses and a Beis HaMedrash, that only Beis Knesses does an Avil not go to on Shabbos Shiva, but a Beis Medrash he may. Avabachol Kol Shivas Yimei Avelus Einu Yosim Pesach Beiso Afilu LeBeis HaMedrash. So the Ravid says, no, the baseline assumption is that there is an Isser Yitzim Mitoch HaBayis during the entire week of Shiva. So that much everyone agrees to. Whether you, the way the Rosh presents it, whether you read this Gemara like Rashi that we're talking about 7 days of the week, or like the Ravid we're talking about Shabbos. But everyone agrees that regular 7 days of Shiva, an Aval doesn't leave his house. Machlokes is, does he go to Shul on Shabbos? But during the week, there still is an Issur Yetzia, according to everyone. The Ritva is bothered, according to Peirush Rashi, that Shiva's Yemei HaShavua is the Nidon over here, that a Shabbos and Aval goes to Shul. And when it talks about Shabbos 1, Shabbos 2, Shabbos 3, it's talking about the entire week. So that means Tanakhama says during the entire first week, you don't leave the house. And Rabbi Huda says during the entire second week, you don't leave the house. So Rabbi Huda has an Isser for an Aval to be Yosef Mitoch Beiso for the entire week after Shiva. Where does that come from? Why does that make any sense? So that's what the Ritva is bothered by within Shitas Rashi. And that's why he prefers the Perush of the Ravid, that the whole Nidon on the Brayso, it's true that there's a baseline assumption that there's an issue you'd see Mitoch HaBayis for an Avil during Shiva. But the Nidon on the Brayso, the Machlokas Rebbe and Chachamim, is only about Shabbos proper. And then Rebbe Huda holds that, yeah, on the second week, an Avil does not go to Shul, even though he is long past the conclusion of Shiva. Then the Ritva himself concludes, we'll get to where we say lemaisa about this soon. The atanoga b'chol aratzis halalu latzeis beis haknesses kol shiva fil b'chol. The minig is to go to shul even during the week during Shiva. V'yamu al ritz geyus shekasu kain. The ein lo ikur b'gemara. Even though from the Gemara doesn't give you that impression. Yesh lahakel b'minig b'neishu b'zman hazeh yisrael ma'atin. The ein yicholim lispalim ma'avil b'beiso. Problem is that people lived in small communities. So if you're going to try to send a minion to the Beis Avel during the week of Shiva, then you're not going to have a minion both in the Shul and the Beis Avel. And if you're going to show favoritism and only do that for the rich, where people are going to be more giving, that's going to create other problems. So therefore, the Ritva says in his areas of the world, the minhag was to be makel to allow an Avel to go to Shul during the entire week as well, so that we will come back to. So, if that's the case, that there's kind of a baseline assumption that an Avil doesn't leave his house during Shiva, where does that come from? Not explicit in either Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Kaf Aleph only tells us that an Avil is allowed to go to another Beis Avil after day three. The Gemara on Daf Kaf Gimel, so that's the Machlokas, whether it's talking about an Issur Yetzia Mitoch HaBayis during Shiva. If it's not, and it's only focusing on Shabbos, so how do we know that there is such an Isser Yetzia Mitoch HaBayis during the week Bechlal? So the Aruch HaShulchan points this out, beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel. He says there's Taka no Mefirshei Gemara to that extent. Not a Bavli, not a Yerushalmi, not a Maseches Machos. It doesn't say anywhere explicitly that an Avel is Asur to be Yosef Mitoch Beiso during Shiva. The whole Nidon, he says, even that Brayso Kuf Gimel is really only talking about going to Shul. So So it could be that Braisa telling you an Aval doesn't go to Shul during the week of Shiva, but maybe he can go and do other things outside of the house. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, at the end of the day, it's a minhag. It's a minhag that was universally adopted, but it doesn't have the binding nature of a din. It's only a minhag. And Rav Moshe seems to disagree with that assessment. Rav Moshe, Chelik Beis, Yoredei HaSimon Kufayim Beis. I think this might be more the consensus. Rav Moshe assumes that no, the Issur Yitzias Mitoch Beiso B'Shiva is Mikra Adin. In a Hanami may not be explicit in the Gemara, so you have to read between the lines, but that seems to be the starting point assumption that the two Gemaras on Kaf Aleph and Kaf Gimel are based on to some extent. So Moshe thinks that this is a formal din, all the details of Nehugei Avelos, this is included in that list, and it really is Dina de Gemara. So how does this all play out lehalacha? Simin Shin Sadi Gimel Yerodei Yosef Aleph. Avil Gibel Yom Rishonim Eni Yosef LeBeis Avil V'lo LeBeis HaKvaros Mikan Ve'elech HaMeis HaChere Meis B'Shpunasa Yosei Archamit HaBeis HaKvaros Eni Yoshe Makam Menachem Yom Makam Esnachemim. So in Sif Aleph V'Paskin, the Akamar and Kaf Aleph, that an Avil after 3 days is allowed to go to another Kfura or another Beis Avil with certain restrictions. And then in Sif Beis, Avil Shavu HaRishon Eino Yosef Pesach Beiso. And Avil during week one, during week of Shiva, doesn't leave his house. Afilishwa Birkas Chuppah, Birkas Hamila. Fine. The Ramah there quotes the following exception or the following carve out from the Trumas HaDeshen. Miu lo hifsit. That if one is able to go out during Shiva at night, lo hifsit. Didn't lose out. What does that mean? So the Trumas HaDeshen, that's the source of this Ramah, Simin Reish Sadi, was asked, or asked himself, depending on how you understand the Shilas of the Trumas HaDeshen. Generally assume the Shach assumes this Lahalacha with Nafkamina, that the Trumas HaDeshen wrote his own Shilas, and they weren't Shilas that he received, but in the Hakdama to the Leket Yosher, the time of the Trumas HaDeshen, he writes over there that he has many riots that the Trumas HaDeshen really did receive Shilas. Maybe he edited the language of the Shilas, but they were indeed based on actual Shilas received. But either way, the Shila was Avel Shari Latzai Pesach Beso Belaila Laachar Shekalsa Regla Shokolo. So after foot traffic ends at night, is an Avel allowed to leave the house? Says the Trumas HaDeshen. Hatam who de'enu yosim pesach beis. What's the reason for this issue to begin with? Why is there such a restriction that an avil doesn't leave his house during Shiva? Kedei shelo yishkach avilaso. He shouldn't forget about his avilus. Kishayelech eitzel b'nei adam. He's going to go interact with other people outside, so he may forget the fact that he's tok Shiva. Ukishum isboded b'beiso ve'enim morak b'nei beiso nikar v'nerik mizabel. But if he's staying at home, he's not interfacing with society, so then it's clear that he's holding in Shiva. Yim Kain, Kishayetze Balaila, Ve'ena Misarivim Chaburos B'nei Adam, Ela Shaholech Lisham Beisacher, he's going out at night not to socialize, but he wants to sleep in his own bed, sleep somewhere else. He doesn't go with the whole entourage, then Ein Kan Kepeza. The whole reason is he shouldn't forget his Avelis. So if he's going out under very restricting circumstances at night to a specific location, not with the crowd, that would be mutter. Even according to the Divrei Sofim points out, the Ramban HaTorah Adam sounds like the Issur Yitzias Mitoch Beiso is simcha related. If you go out, you socialize, there's some simcha. So presumably, even according to the Ramban, Trumas HaDeshen's logic should apply. If you're going out at night quietly to go to another house, that doesn't involve any form of Simcha. So the Aruch HaShulchan comments on that. Sif Hei. Zeh Shekasa Rabbeinu Rama B'Sif Beis that Ameka Lassus B'Laila Neitzach L'Hifsid and the Issur is only L'Tayel or for business. Aval, I'm sorry, we didn't read the next line of the Rama. Let's go back there first. Then the Rama says another exception based on a Mordechai. Oh, let's say the governor calls for you, or you have to travel for some significant reason. Oh, lo harbek, you go avud, so you can leave if there's whatever the extenuating circumstance is. There are grounds to be makel to travel even to Shiva if the necessity arises. It says the Aruch HaShulchan. So when the Ramah tells you, he's quoting the Truma Sadeshan was talking about going to sleep in another house. He says a make a lessus hisit. But then he's talking about doing masa matan, or if the Moshe calls for you, he doesn't say dafka laila. V'inyan kenu, devada kishetali bo lifkor ezes man lassus. All things being equal, better to travel at night if you need to. Aval, b'shalach Moshe achrav, ola derech, ola davar avud, shein talibo. It's not up to you. Beis man lifkor. If the king's calling you to come, he's not giving you the choice when to come. Then yachalos says afilu bayom, v'lachein lo hisker laila. Mikol makom alamar lahavin inyan amuchrach lases v'ulai ein sara klaloze. You have to be honest with yourself as to whether there's really a need. But if there is a need, you have to assess the need and assess when to go. All things being equal, better to travel at night. But if the need arises during the daytime, that would be okay as well as necessary. But the Shulchan points out the whole point that the Truma Sadeshan tells us is that you shouldn't socialize. So presumably the nighttime nekuda is that if you're going out at night, you're not going to socialize because you're not going to see anyone. So the Ba'al Shulchan points out that one could entertain that if you're going in a car, you're not socializing with anyone in the car. So then if there's a need, even if it's not tichle regel b'neshuk, lashon of the Truma Sadeshan, even if people are still around in this traffic, then there's what to be makel about, maybe even more so, this man. How's that? Poskim say that, especially if an Aval wants to sit with other Avelim, and you have to travel to do so. So that also is a legitimate ground to travel. All things being equal, better at night. But if it can't be at night, then there's what to be makel about, even in the daytime. Let's go back to Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel. And this is the application of the second Gemara we saw, the Gemara in Kaf Gimel of Yitzia LeBeis HaKnesses. The Chaber says, an Avil during Shiva doesn't go to Shul, but on Shabbos he may do so. The Ananogim, Shebachol Yom Kriyas Torah, Yosei Beis HaKnesses. The Chaber says that our minhag, his minhag is that if it's a day of Kriyas Torah, there's no Say return the Beis Avel, and Avel's allowed to go to Shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Ramah, "Ubimedinas Elu, no again shein yosei ala b'Shabbes." Our practice is an Avel doesn't go to Shul during the week of Shiva; he only goes on Shabbos. Fine. Piskei Shuvah across the Machlokes Achronim Chay Adam. Let's say you're in a community where it's not shy to get in minyan the Beis Avel. Is it better to daven b'chidus at home? Is it better to go to Shul even during Shiva? So we saw the Ritva earlier who said the minhag in his place was to be makel to go to Shul even during Shiva. That's the psak of the Chai Adam, the Chachmas Adam against the Magen Avraham. Rebbe Gevagri suggests maybe there's a difference between Aviv Imo and Shaar Krovim, that if it's for Aviv Imo where you're saying Kaddish, so then we'll be more inclined to let you go to Shul as opposed to for Shaar Krovim, maybe you should stay at home. My sense is that the general minhag olam is that if you're in a community where it's not possible to have a minhag the Beis Avel, so then we're making like the Chachmas Adam and many other achronim to allow an Avel to go to Shul during Shiva if he's going there, coming right back, and not making other detours. So what do we assume lahalacha as far as the application of that Gemara and Kaf Gimel as far as the Isser of Yeshiva b'mekomo? So again, the Gemara said that we saw the Machlokas, the Shabbos being the Shabbos the day or Shabbos the week. When you go to Shul during week two, or according to Rebbe Yehuda, week three, you don't sit b'mkomo. And then we go down a level to sip him kumbo and not speak. And then we go down another level to go back to normal. So what are we talking about, Bechlal? So most assume, that's how Rashi El-Arif says, we're talking about Dafka Minkombo in Shul. There is a comment of Shlomo Eger on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that says it applies to your house as well, that you shouldn't sit in your regular seat at home. But most of us can assume that this Isser of, or the requirement of Shinei Makom, not sitting Minkombo, is limited to your Makom Kavua in Shul. Says the Mordechai, Simon Tuf Tuf Tzadi Vav, Had the Gamer Sheyoshin Imo La'aretz, Mishum Sherov Am Losagilu B'Lavachi, Mishanim Mekomo, Kol. The reason for Shini Makom, we're saying now in Shul, is so people should realize that he is in Avelus. U'B'Shabbos Nami, Sheyosev Ene Yoshim Mekomo, that applies in Shabbos as well, V'Nogim Mishum Kvod Meis, Shigam Sharkrov Mishanim Mekomo. Okay, so that's a din that we're not talking about tonight of Kol Shemis Abba Misablimo, that sometimes there are, isn't accepted the mice in most applications, but other Krovim maybe are knowing certain forms of Avelis out of respect for the relative that is Noheg Avelis at that point. So how do we assume, again, Lalacha, back to Shulchan Aruch, Sif Dalid, Hanoagim Kishema Velim Shalala Shinas Makom Basic Nessus Bishabis, Yafa Haim Osim. It says in Mechaber that this din of Shini Makom in Shul, preferably it applies to, should be practiced on Shabbos as well, that a person should not, an Avil, so far we saw week two, week three, should be Mishanim Makomo, the base HaKnesses. Haga, V'yesh Omrim, I'm sorry. The Mechaber says, "Hanogim k'shem avelim shelo l'shanes v'kol beis haknesses v'shabbos yafa emosim." The Mechaber says, "Better that the Avil should not change his location in Shul on Shabbos." Sounds like that's a consideration of avelis b'for hesya. That if you're going to change your seat in Shul on Shabbos, people are going to realize you're doing it because you're an Avil. That's a violation of public avelis on Shabbos. And the Rama says, "V'yesh Omrim shegam b'shabbos yishanem mekamo." That the minhag is you change your place even on Shabbos, and that the Rama says is the minhag hapasha. Says the Shach, Sifkatan Zayin, v'yeshomer shegam b'Shabbos. Yisrilahu she'ein ze davar shel parhesia she'ein avelus nikar b'zeh kol kach she'harbi pa'amim adam machlif mekomo afilu eino avel ad kan l'shtono of the levush. So first the Shach says the reason we're not concerned about avelus for parhesia and Shabbos if you're going to change your seat is because there could be a million reasons you change your seat. Could be that you came to shul 5 minutes late and someone's already sitting in your seat, or it's hot and you want to sit next to the open window. There could be many reasons that you change your seat, so it's not necessarily nicker that you're doing it because of avelus. And then he says, "Umashikasavna lo kaman." This is chiddush of the Shach that he writes elsewhere. Now, avelus hanoi kol shloshim noi gafila b'shabes b'lavachi nicha. So the Shach is of the opinion that the restriction of avelus for frasya is limited to nihugi avelus that are only in practice during Shiva, but nihugi avelus that are in practice during shloshim and by extension for Yud Beis Kodesh, that does not fall under any restriction of Avelis Befer Hesya. And this din of Shini Makom, we glossed over it before, but if you look at the Ramah in Sif Beis, the Ramah says, V'achshav Noagin She'ein Yoshvin B'mkomo Kam Shloshim. So the Gemara that we saw talks about week one, week two, week three, week four. Weeks or Shabbos, doesn't talk about Shloshim. So the minhag the Rama says is that you change your seat for Kol Shloshim, you'll Aviv V'Imo Kol Yibes Kodesh, and for Aviv V'Imo the entire year. The Ein LeMinhag Ze'Iker, there's really no source for such a minhag. Mikol Makom Ein L'Shanes Min HaMinhag, He Kol Makom L'Fi Minhago. But a minhag is a minhag, and you have to follow the minhag. So the Shach says that we view Shinoi Makom, for better or for worse, as a Shloshim Halacha, and by extension, a Yud Beis Kodesh Halacha. So as such, it's not subject to any potential restriction of Avelus Profesia. And therefore, even if someone realizes that the reason you change your seat on Shabbos is because you are in Avelus, not a problem. We don't care about Avelus for Hesia in that context. Okay. Says of Shlomo Eger, the side of Shulchan Aruch over there, Al zeh samachti lahakel b'mei evli al Abba Mari, Shlomo Eger's of Kiveger's son. So when he was in Avelus for his father, he says he was Mekel, when he was b'mei evli al Abba Mari, Marin Shal Yisrael, Shelo l'shanos. He didn't change his seat on Shabbos. Why? Kivadai harav b'iro ein darka l'shanos v'havei. So the local rabbi, he always sits in the Mizrach. So you can't say, well, he wasn't in the mood to sit through the Shabbos. He never changes the seat. So for the rabbi to sit in a different seat, that's clearly a velus for Hesia. So Shlomo Eger says, if you assume like the second reason of the shach that there's no velus for Hesia on Nihu Geshloshim, so we'll let the rabbi change the seat. If you assume like the first reason of the shach that there's no velus for Hesia and changing your seat because people change their seats for different reasons, that doesn't apply to the Rav. He says, so the first Shabbos of his Avelus, he didn't change his seat. Mikol Makom, Bishabishnia, sorry, when he was in Avelus for his father, he didn't change his seat. Mikol Makom, Bishabishnia, Shashini min Adin, lo lakti beis Knesset. So he writes, the Shabbos during Shiva and the second Shabbos, where that's Mikra Adin, that you have to Mishana Makom. That's not just a minhag shloshim. That's Mikra Adin, the first two Shabboses, as we saw. So then he didn't go to Shul in order to avoid getting into this shaila of whether to be Mishana Makomo. When Rav Shechter was sitting Shiva for his father, we were still living in the Heights. So Friday night, he came to the Wayi Beis Medrash to daven during Shiva. And then he told me afterwards he wasn't sure what the correct practice was as far as where to sit, whether to be Mishana Makomo or not. So the next morning he davened at the Shari Tikva on 179th Street, which is a shul he never davened in because he didn't want to get into the Shiloh. And then on Purim was also during Shiva, so he davened in the Washington Heights congregation where he never davened because Purim also could be the same issue. But he was choshesh that at least during Shiva and the second Shabbos, where it's Mikra Adin, like Shlomo Eger says, that it's not so pashut. Not only for him as a Rav or a Rosh Yeshiva sitting in the Mizrach, he thought even for a Balabas, it's not so pashut whether if you're going to daven to be Mishana Makom from your regular Makom Kavua, he thought that wasn't pashut. So the first 2 weeks he didn't daven in the Beis Medrash, and afterwards he wasn't Mishana Makama. So for a Rav, then there's a lot more to be concerned about to whether Rav should be Mishana Makama on Shabbos. Rabbi Willig in his shul has the seats move. So when he was in Avelus, he just moved the seat over a little bit. So it was officially a Shiddim Makom. That's a discussion how far do you have to move? So some poskim think it has to be more than Dalet Amos. Some think it could even be less than Dalet Amos. So at that, it could be Mekel. So then he moved a little bit, so it wasn't really Nicker, but it at least affected a technical Shinei Makom. Okay, time is up. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you, Travis.